The Gospel of Luke, chapter 12. Open and fearless speech. Meanwhile, such a numerous crowd had gathered that they crushed one another. Then Jesus spoke to his disciples in this way: Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Nothing is covered that will not be uncovered, or hidden that will not be made known. Whatever you have said in darkness will be heard in daylight, and what you have whispered in hidden places will be proclaimed from housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who put to death the body and after that can do no more. But I will tell you whom to fear. Fear the one who, after killing you, is able to throw you into hell. This one you must fear. Don't you buy 5 sparrows for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them has been forgotten by God. Even the hairs of your head have been numbered. Don't be afraid. Are you less worthy in the eyes of God than many sparrows? I tell you, whoever acknowledges me before people, the Son of Man will also acknowledge before the angels of God. But the one who denies me before others will be denied before the angels of God. There will be pardon for the one who criticizes the Son of Man, but there will be no pardon for the one who slanders the Holy Spirit. When you are brought before the synagogues and before governors and rulers, don't worry about how you will defend yourself or what to say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you at that time what you have to say. The Rich Fool. Someone in the crowd spoke to Jesus, "Master, tell my brother to share with me the family inheritance." He replied, "My friend, who has appointed me as your judge or your attorney?" Then Jesus said to the people, "Be on your guard and avoid every kind of greed, for even though you have many possessions, it is not that which gives you life." And Jesus continued, "There was a rich man, and his land had produced a good harvest. He thought, 'What shall I do? For I am short of room to store my harvest. All right, I know what I shall do. I will pull down my barns, and I will build bigger ones to store all this grain, which is my wealth. Then I will say to myself, my friend, you have a lot of good things put by for many years. Rest, eat, drink, and enjoy yourself.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life will be taken from you. Tell me, who shall get all you have put aside?' This is the lot of the one who stores up riches for himself and is not wealthy in the eyes of God. Do not worry." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you not to worry about your life. What are we to eat? Or about your body? What are we to wear? For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Look at the crows. They neither sow nor reap. They have no storehouses and no barns, yet God feeds them. In so much, truly are you different from birds. Which of you, for all your worrying, can add a moment to your span of life? And if you are not able to control such a small thing, why do you worry about the rest? Look at the wildflowers. They do not spin or weave. But I tell you, even Solomon, with all his wealth, was not clothed as one of these flowers. If God so clothes the grass in the fields, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, people of little faith? Do not set your heart on what you are to eat and drink. Stop worrying. Let all the nations of the world run after these things. Your Father knows you need them. Seek rather his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it has pleased your Father to give you the kingdom. Sell what you have and give alms. Get yourselves purses that do not wear out, and an inexhaustible treasure in the heavens, where no thief comes and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Be ready. Be ready, dressed for service, and keep your lamps lit, like people waiting for their master to return from the wedding. As soon as he comes and knocks, they will open the door to him. Happy are those servants whom the master finds wide awake when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will put on an apron and have them sit at table, and he will wait on them. Happy are those servants if he finds them awake when he comes at midnight or daybreak. Pay attention to this. If the master of the house had known at what time the thief would come, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man will come at an hour you do not expect. Peter said, Lord, did you tell this parable only for us or for everyone? And the Lord replied, Imagine then the wise and faithful steward whom the master sets over his other servants to give them wheat at the proper time. Fortunate is this servant if his master on coming home finds him doing his work. Truly, I say to you, the master will put him in charge of all his property. But it may be that the steward thinks, My lord delays in coming, and he begins to abuse the male servants and the servant girls, eating and drinking and getting drunk. Then the master will come on a day he does not expect, and at an hour he does not know. He will cut him off and send him to the same fate as the unfaithful. The servant who knew his master's will, but did not prepare and do what his master wanted, will be soundly beaten. But the one who does unconsciously what deserves punishment shall receive fewer blows. Much will be required of the one who has been given much, and more will be asked of the one who has been entrusted with more. I have come to bring fire upon the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. But I have a baptism to undergo, and what anguish I feel until it is finished. Do you think that I have come to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, in one house, five will be divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Jesus said to the crowds, When you see a cloud rising in the west, you say at once, a shower is coming. And so it happens. And when the wind blows from the south, you say, it will be hot. And so it is. You superficial people, you understand the signs of the earth and the sky, but you don't understand the present times. And why do you not judge for yourselves what is fit? When you go with your accuser before the court, try to settle the case on the way, lest he drag you before the judge, and the judge deliver you to the jailer, and the jailer throw you into prison. I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the very last penny.